teaching employment in Costa Rica. Between the Moro Fernandez Reform 1886 and the crisis of 1929, by Francisco Javier Rojas Sandoval.
Abstract.
In this article, the legislation enacted during the period under study is described in order to determine the criteria established by the state for the hiring of teaching staff between 1886 and 1930. This paper argues that the school-related issue that truly concerned the liberals more than the growing feminization of the teaching profession was a problem that the educational reform was unable to resolve: the insufficient academic qualifications of teachers. The professionalization of the teachers has not been systematically addressed by historiography. It has been a topic relegated to the background. Thayer's paper analyzes who practiced the teaching profession in schools between the educational reform and the 1929 crisis. Teachers with elementary certificates, teachers with advanced aptitude certificates, normal school teachers, trainees, and assistant teachers. It is essential to assess the role of the normal school in the professionalization of the teachers who educated the children of peasants and of an emerging middle class in the 1920s.